by The Faces, not the Rod Stewart Faces, just another one. And again, yeah, James Hunter 6, If I Only Knew.
Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy one degree at a time. More information at sullivan180.org. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River. RiverReporter.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Listen to Farm and Country, your window into life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. Hear from local farmers, learn about sustainable agriculture, and more. Farm and Country, Saturday mornings at 10 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. We'll be making our way through Britain from 1967 to 2024 tonight, beginning with some of their most eccentric psychedelic songwriters, moving into some post-punk that also paved the way for the later Riot Girl movement, and eventually we'll land in the world of synth-pop and new wave. So to start, here's the early Syd Barrett era of Pink Floyd with the song Lucifer Sam, which was written in honor of Barrett's Siamese cat.
It's no good. trying to place your hand where I can't see, because I understand that you're different from me. Yes, I can tell that you can't be what you pretend. And you're rocking backwards, and you're rocking towards the red and yellow mane of a stallion horse.
With all the wisdom. say that they want to be free. They look at him and they look at me, but it's only themselves they're wanting to see. And everybody knows about it. We talk all night and we're all turned on. Everybody heard him singing his song, telling us there was work to be done. And we all sung the chorus of I Am the Walrus. Yes, Disneyland has come to town. Everyone's dressed and standing around. Alice is wearing her sexiest gown, but she doesn't want you to look at her. Beautiful people are queuing to drown. They wait for the lifeguard to put on his crown, but he's up at the other end of town, trying to talk to the mirror. He knows what he means. He sits on the floor and has beautiful dreams. Then he gets brought down by a woman who screams. But he knows it's only a record. Oh yes it is. His brave new girl stops feeding the ants and looks at him with her septic pants. She still knows how to make him dance. Forget about emancipation, it's all imagination. And you and I, we sit and hug. We know something's got to come to get us off our endless bum. There's probably one in the bathroom or in the hall.
This is the first. it's a bridge or just another part of the song that I'm singing. And this is the second verse.
We'll be right back.
The Raincoats with the track No Side to Fall In. So starting off the show was a pair of songs written by the somewhat surrealist English songwriter Syd Barrett. First was Lucifer Sam from Pink Floyd's 1967 debut album The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. And second was No Good Trying off of Barrett's 1970 solo debut album called The Madcap Laughs. The drummer on that song is Robert Wyatt, another eccentric English musician who was best known at the time as the drummer and singer for The Soft Machine. And he's the connection that carried us through most of this first set. After the Syd Barrett track was Wyatt's cover of the song Shipbuilding, which was released as a single in 1982. Clive Langer and Elvis Costello co-wrote that track, and they also both appear as session musicians on Wyatt's version. And after Shipbuilding was Wyatt's band, The Soft Machine, with the instrumental track Kings and Queens off of their 1971 album called Fourth. And then you heard Wyatt playing drums on the track Song for Insane Times by Kevin Ayers, who was one of Wyatt's bandmates in The Soft Machine. But that track comes from Kevin's 1969 solo album Joy of a Toy. And then it was Signed Curtain by Matching Mole, which is the band that Wyatt started after leaving The Soft Machine. And that very lyrically literal track was written and sung by Wyatt on the band's 1972 self-titled album. And then after that was Robert Wyatt on drums again for one more track. This time it was with the British post-punk band The Raincoats and the track And Then It's Okay, which is from their 1981 album Out of Shape. And then I finished the set with No Side to Fall In by The Raincoats from their 1979 self-titled album. The drummer from that first album goes by the name Palmolive, and we'll hear a song that she co-wrote featuring another one-named drummer right after this short break.
Hey there, I'm Jason Dole, reminding you that public media is under serious threat. Efforts to eliminate federal funding could disrupt everything that you rely on from Radio Catskill. These funds help us provide listeners like you with crucial information, from life-saving emergency alerts to local news. But if federal funding vanishes, we could lose all these essential community services. The stakes have never been higher. Visit protectmypublicmedia.org and tell Congress to protect Radio Catskill while there's still time.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. This week, it is the history of the most magical, life-changing, world-changing invention already in your home. The refrigerator. And we have both practical and mind-blowing ways to use it. It's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. Just before the break, I was mentioning the drummer who goes by the name Palmolive. She was a member of The Raincoats, but before that, she was a founding member of the hugely influential English band The Slits. She left The Slits before they cut their first record, but she did co-write the songs. So here they are with their track Instant Hit.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was The Cure with A Forest. And starting off the second set tonight was the post-punk band The Slits with the track Instant Hit off of their 1979 debut album called Cut. The drummer on that album goes by the name Budgie. And after leaving The Slits, he joined up with Susie and the Banshees. So then you heard him on two Susie tracks after that. First was Into the Light from 1981's Juju, and second was Pointing Bone from 1984's Hyena. So for Hyena, the English songwriter Robert Smith, who was best known as the lead singer of The Cure, became a member of Susie and the Banshees. He was on that record and was also a touring member. And so we'll follow him until the end of the episode tonight. So next was a one-off collaborative project called The Glove that Robert Smith formed with Stephen Severin of Susie and the Banshees. And this was a year before Robert ended up joining Susie's band. You heard the instrumental track by them called A Blues in Drag, which is off The Glove's only record, 1983's Blue Sunshine. And then it was The Cure with A Forest off of their 1980 album 17 Seconds. And so to close out tonight, I have one more by The Cure. This comes from their record Songs of a Lost World, which came out in November of 2024 after a 16-year break from their last record. This track is called Alone. All right, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedots, wjff@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Radio Catskill supporters include the Sterling Business and Technology Park, located at Exit 17 on Interstate 84 in Northeast Pennsylvania, offering opportunities to locate or expand businesses on property zoned for manufacturing and other uses. More information at sterlingbusinesspark.com. And listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, our guest is investigative reporter Gianna Toboni. Her book, The Volunteer, examines capital punishment through the unusual story of one death row inmate, a convicted murderer who sought to expedite his own execution. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.